I'm with part owner Rowan Gudden, who part owns Lord Ashfordley. A two-year-old just scored a reasonably impressive trial win here in Tattersalls Park. Did it well today, Rowan?
Yeah, we didn't really want him to do too much, Pete. He just jumped a little bit slow, which we thought he might. It was his first go on grass today, and just let him do it, you know, in himself, and he went to the line well.
Well, give us the background. Whereabouts did you get this horse?
We brought him in Melbourne at the Great Southern Sale a couple of years ago as a weanling. He's always a nice type, and he comes from a good family, and just hopefully might be able to measure up.
All right. Likely to start him in one of the last two-year-olds, or will you wait for a three-year-old, mate?
If he doesn't go sore, because he's been sore twice, maybe he'll run as a two-year-old, but we just look after him at this stage and see what happens. I don't know whereabouts he might run, I'm not sure.
All right, well, you part own a couple of others with your dad, Ronnie, Gathering Gold and Mondo
Moto Vinco,
yeah. Got it back the front.
Yeah,
in Adelaide, they raced last Saturday. Gathering Gold was a terrific run.
Yeah, no, she worked home well. She probably needed the run, a month without runs, and she probably just ran out of puff the last 100 metres. The jockey was really happy with her, and I think she should be really hard to beat next start.
Moto Vinco, she was a victim of circumstances. She was drawn wide, and she was never better than four wide.
Yeah, that's right, and the track was a bit biased out wide. She never really got onto the good going, and just held wide in a 1,000-metre race against some quality opposition there, and probably wasn't knocked around the last 200 metres. So, I mean, hopefully she can improve with some better circumstances next start.
Well, all the best with you two in South Australia, especially Gathering Gold. She looks like an up-and-coming winner. And all the best with Lord Ashfordley when he makes his debut here in Tassie.
Thanks very much, Pete.